Native title battle to United Nations, and aid to Gaza reaches a new low. Good morning, this is Sina and Jeannie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. A fire started about 200 kilometres west of Brisbane by lightning has burnt $30,000 worth of cattle feed as part of Queensland continues to swelter through extreme heat, fires and storms. I'm guessing there was more than 300 bales at $100 a bale around about. So $30,000 hit to the income from that fire, Mr. Stark said. The storm did bring 21 millimetres of rain, which helped to contain the fire, but also made it more difficult for firefighters to reach the blaze. The local fire brigade couldn't get in there on the black soil track, but I don't think they'd be able to stop the fire either.
Coles chair James Graham has defended the supermarket's profit levels and dismissed politicised attacks during the company's annual general meeting today. Representatives from Coles and Woolworths have appeared at multiple parliamentary inquiries, with both chains now undergoing a government-ordered review of their pricing and business practices by the competition regulator. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, has also filed lawsuits against the supermarket giants, accusing them of misleading customers with deceptive discounts on numerous products. Research shows that the profit margins of these major supermarkets have increased significantly since the pandemic, now surpassing those of most international competitors.
Last month, the federal government rejected a ruling by the United Nations Human Rights Commission that it violated international rights when dismissed a native title claim by the group. In a remote and culturally rich area of Western Australia's northwest, the leader of a small Aboriginal group is doing everything she can to lead her community towards formal recognition. The Woona Nyaa Pali elder is part of a group of about 200 people that have spent more than a decade for fighting for native title recognition over an area of land about 1,300 kilometres north of Perth, known as Roy Hill. The court found that Ms. Coffin and her cultural group were not Nyaa Pali, saying they had provided no evidence to suggest that they were a part of the wider Western Desert Society. That decision effectively removed the Woona Nyaa Pali from contesting native title, and a later appeal was dismissed.
In international news, official figures suggest aid to Gaza has reached its lowest level since December, despite a 30-day ultimatum from the US threatening sanctions if humanitarian supplies didn't increase. The ultimatum, issued on October 13th, is set to expire this week, but it is uncertain what consequences Israel will face for not complying with the demands. These could include a temporary suspension of military assistance. Israel appears to have largely ignored demands from the US officials, with aid deliveries falling to just 8,805 tons of food this month, the lowest since the current escalation.
Queensland CFMEU is being investigated for alleged links to bikie gangs, crime syndicates and unlawful conduct. Corda Mentha has been appointed by the CFMEU Administrator Mark Irving KC to lead the investigation. Industrial Relations Minister Jared Blay stated that the government is ready to assist with the investigations, fully participating and providing any necessary documentation to the Corda Mentha and the CFMEUQ administrators. The CFMEU doesn't deserve a bat phone to the Office of the Industrial Relations. We have hung up on the phone on the CFMEU, he said. Corda Mentha is expected to present a preliminary report in December, with the final report to be released by March 31st.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you for that. Now, that's the FMEU story. Thank you for reporting that. Now, regular listeners to Workers' Power will know what this means. We're going to be talking about that again at the end of the show. So you're new to the show. That means that there's a good chance that someone in around that story is going to be our world famous scallywag of the week.
Oh, that's exciting.
So we'll be talking much more about that story at the end of our show. So thank you for bringing it up. It is very appreciated. And we're going to go to a track here on 4ZZZ, and I'm dedicating this to our brand new subscriber here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.